Right, well, now it's time to go back to Diana O'Carroll, and she has been tearing out her hair this week over this week's question of the week.
This week, the spring season in fashion is all about fur.
Hello, my name is John. I live in Hong Kong, and my question is about molting. Do humans molt like other hairy animals, such as cats and dogs? In other words, does our hair get thicker in winter while we molt in the summer? And if we don't molt, did we once have this function and have we since lost it through evolution?
So is this why I'm made to clear out the shower every week?
My name is Professor Des Tobin. I'm currently Associate Dean for Research in the School of Life Sciences at the University of Bradford. For most animals, like rodents, for example, you have a clear-cut wave of hair growth where all the follicles are synchronized. I mean, molting requires synchronicity in the follicles because the hair grows in a cycle of growth that we call anagen and kind of resorptive phase called catagen. In the human, there is quite a bit of synchronicity in the very early stages before birth and in the neonatal phase, but it breaks up very quickly so that you get what we call a mosaic form of hair growth, where each follicle kind of is an autonomous mini-organ. And whilst to some extent that can be re-synchronized, for example, when women are pregnant because they change their hormonal stimulus. Some studies have been done way back on the hair on the thigh. I don't know why they chose thigh hair to check the seasonality of hair, but it was showing that in certain times of the year, perhaps a little bit related to weather, although for humans you have to be very careful because of the fact that we're wearing clothes for a very long time and we don't need it for the same thermoregulation that mammals would have. But there is some very minor kind of peaks. If you were to do hair counts, we tend to see more shedding as you go into the summer period than going into the winter period. Some people kind of sign it as a vestigial effect.
Head hair grows continuously, but thigh hair does do a bit of molting. So be sure to get those legs out if you want to show off your shiny new coat this summer. And on our forum, we had a lovely discussion about the seasonal sloughing of skin. So thanks to Emilia Romero and Dent's student for that. Next time, I'll be consuming orange foods, all in the name of Question of the Week research.
Just as flamingos get their pink colour from the pigmentation in the krill they eat, adult penguins get their yellow spot on the face from the same source. My question is, would there be any pigmentation changes in a human's hair or skin colour if he or she ate plenty of raw krill?
Should the army be eating extra greens for camouflage? Let us know what you think the answer is by posting in our forum. That's the home of Naked Chat. It's at thenakedscientist.com/forum. You can also email us, and the address is chris@thenakedscientists.com.
Thanks, Diana. That was Diana O'Carroll with our Question of the Week, and she'll be back with more next week. But if you'd like to catch up with previous Questions of the Week, they're all available as a podcast, and you can find that on iTunes or at thenakedscientist.com/questionoftheweek.